Niger has recorded a single case of polio over the past 9 years. This will be one of the great stories of world history, if indeed we achieve total elimination of polio. Mankind would owe Rotary a debt of eternal gratitude. Yet in spite of all the hard work and dedication and money that have been spent over the years, we all know that it needs that all it needs is for one country in a region to slide into instability and polio would be back. The difficulties that came with reaching where we are in the fight against polio reinforce the point I seek to make. We need to get the politics of our countries right to be able to get the other sectors of our lives to work efficiently. I'm thus encouraged that our own Rotarians have never shied away from politics, even if the organization itself remains resolutely nonpartisan. The lesson that emerges from your experience surely must be the critical need for organizations such as Rotary to work with and collaborate with government so that both sides can learn from each other. Taking a look at what you call the six areas of focus of Rotary, it is evident that your programs are not different from what a government with an agenda of social and economic transformation would undertake in our circumstances. The first responsibility of any government to its people is to ensure peace and stability. Your first chosen area of focus is peace and conflict prevention and resolution. You might not think you are in government or even being political, but your stated aims and activities do not differ from what we in government should do. It is noteworthy that the four countries in your district all currently enjoy relative internal peace. Let us always keep in mind that peace is something we have to strive for at all times. And I'm glad to have you as an ally to work to keep the peace and prevent conflict. In another area of focus, which is disease prevention and treatment, the role of Rotary in the Global Polio Eradication Initiative is a clear testimony of what collaboration between the state and non-governmental organizations can achieve. You have taken on the other great killer of our part of the world, malaria. And I wish to congratulate Rotary on your Rollback Malaria project. It does look as though we are finally making headway in the fight against malaria. This is also the result of collaboration between government and non-governmental organizations. I'm glad that my wife, Rebecca, Ghana's beautiful new First Lady, who is here with me, has for the last 10 years headed an organization, Infanta Malaria, which has also been engaged in the fight against malaria, especially where children are involved, as its name indicates. You are making waves in other areas of the health sector. The Rotary Family Health Days, which I hear you commissioned 3 years ago, to offer free medical screening to the less endowed in our communities, has already benefited 120,000 persons. Many, many congratulations. It is certain that one of the most significant interventions Rotary makes in our communities is in your water and sanitation area of focus. Your boreholes and small water systems have brought relief to many communities around the country. My Rotarian friend, Nora Bannerman, was very prominent when she was president of the Accra North Rotary Club in that particular outreach. I'm pleased to learn that you have started the second phase of a $6 million United States dollar Rotary International USAID water collaboration. We could not ask for a better partner than Rotary as we seek to implement our government's program to provide potable water and good sanitation to all our people. Mr. Chairman, Rotary is in a good position to help in the education of people on the importance of taking good care of our water sources and rivers. You can help instill the habit of routine and regular maintenance of the mechanized boreholes and small town water systems in the small communities in which you work. You can help bring home the message that the communities have a responsibility to take care of the water systems that are provided for them. Another area of collaboration is in maternal and child health, and it is good news that Rotary is active in this sector as well. The future health of our countries depends to a large extent on how we start our children off in life. Education is the only way in to give a good head start and provide equal opportunities for all our children. Your basic education and literacy area of focus is very critical to government plans. This government believes that a lot hangs on the success of our education programs, and we welcome enthusiastically all the help that we can get from organizations such as Rotary in delivering quality education to our people. Rotarian friends, all our best laid plans will come to naught unless our economy grows and thrives. I note your economic and community development area of focus, and I'm sure that you approach this also with your customary zeal. I know it helps many people in the rural areas in particular. And there are projects in the inner cities that are dependent on such initiatives. I thank you for your efforts. You should be aware that for the first time in our nation's history, we now have a Minister for Inner City and Zonal Development who ought to be a natural partner for you. Mr. Chairman, I'm aware that what I'm about to say, I hope that it is not taken as looking a gift horse in the mouth. After 60 years of independence, I want us in Ghana to break out from our aid-dependent and charity-driven economic outlook. I want programs that will be dynamic in content and help us to think big and be dissatisfied with remaining poor. Programs that help the poor and vulnerable are important and vulnerable and admirable, But I do not want us to continue to be unduly reliant on long-term aid projects. I want all such projects to have clear-cut exit strategies. It is not enough to get help to be able to feed your family. The help must be so structured as to enable you strike out and be able to lead an independent life. I remember when the LEAP program was envisaged and introduced under President Kufuor. We were clear in our minds that whereas we wanted it to cover all those who would qualify under the definition of the program, it was meant to be a handout, not a handout. If someone has to go on the LEAP program, it should not be for the rest of that person's life. There should be a definite time limit to being a LEAP beneficiary, and the beneficiary should be able to stand on his or her own after the stated period. Whatever economic programs you bring, please let it be something that helps people to stand on their own feet and prosper. A few days ago, I launched the Planting for Food and Jobs program in Gorsu in the Brongahafu region. I'm excited about it, and I'm confident that it will provide a lot of opportunities to help people, to help lift people out of poverty and onto an independent economic life. It might well be that Rotary would be able to join us in making a success of this project. You have experience in community work, and I would say this is something right up your street. Mr. Chairman, I urge you to take a good look at our One District, One Factory program. It is a program in which private sector participation is essential. Come and join us, make a success of it. You have a lot of people with good business acumen and experience amongst your ranks. There are a lot of opportunities, and I invite you to join us, bring prosperity to our people. Mr. Chairman, I understand Rotary has a punctuality and time management initiative as well. You certainly know how to touch all the necessary buttons with the things I hold dear. I wish you good luck with this particular initiative as I try to keep up my own end of the campaign for punctuality and time management. Mr. Chairman, we are determined to build a new Ghanaian and African civilization where the rule of law works, where individual liberties and human rights are respected, and where the principles of democratic accountability are the foundation of public policy. We are determined to forge a new Ghanaian and African who's neither a victim nor a pawn of the world economic order, but who will be a dignified member of a successful, thriving, prosperous society. Chairman, I shall strive to remain a Paul Harris Fellow of whom Rotarians can be proud. And I wish you all the best of luck and good deliberations and a successful conference. Thank you, and may God bless.